Next up, we have Jealous Brother with I Need You, Jake. And as for what the protagonist wants...
The protagonist wants his friend Jake to go back in time to 1958 and then wait a few years to prevent the Kennedy assassination. It's based on a Stephen King time-traveling story, I guess.
It took me a while to realize that this was about the JFK assassination. And I think that's probably because I don't care as much about American political stuff as Americans do.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to not remember what this song is about because the song is entirely exposition. And it's sort of dispassionate exposition. So it's kind of like just kind of going over what needs to happen without any character development whatsoever.
Yeah.
And that's officially fine, I guess. But if you got all exposition and no emotion and no character development, then it's kind of hard to care about anything that's going on. So it can be neat that there's this sort of convoluted plot that they're involved with, but it didn't touch me, and I'm not interested in this musical. But I mean, okay, now having said all that, great production, great performances, and please continue to do Shadow entries, even though, you know, this didn't kind of reach out and grab me. I've really enjoyed a lot of the other Jealous Brother songs. And I think that they should, you know, continue to make songs and submit them for Spin Tunes, every Spin Tunes.
I like the music behind this quite a lot. You know, it had soaring vocals and sweet backing vocals and harmonies and jangly guitars. And I thought the snare sound on the drum was really nice. And it had some enjoyable melodies and uplifting guitar solo and, you know, lush production. So there was a lot to like here. You're right, it was very exposition heavy, and that it could have been much clunkier than it actually was. You know, trying to tell a sci-fi time-traveling story in song form, it's hard. And like, you know, we've dinged, I think, a number of songs in previous rounds who have tried to tell elaborate fantasy stories in song form and have fared much worse than I think the Jealous Brother did here, so... But yeah, I agree that it was hard to emotionally connect with when it's mostly exposition.
It did make me think about what I would do if I went back in a time machine somewhere. And I always find it funny that people talk about going back in a time machine to do really big things like, you know, kill Hitler or whatever. But I think it would be a better use of your time just to go back in time and be kind to someone. You would probably get more done.
Like go back in time and
just be nice to a random person and they might have a better life.